This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The Attorney General concerned over the rise of violent crimes among young people. Prime Minister Motley renews calls for support for climate finance deal. The BHTA sees a strong performance for this year's winter season. And billionaire Elon Musk and a former presidential candidate given key roles in the new Trump administration. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Attorney General Dale Marshall has voiced serious concern about the alarming rise in violent crime among young people, specifically those under the age of 21. Mr. Marshall highlighted the troubling statistics revealing that in recent months, 9 young individuals under 21 have been charged with murder. His comments came during a workshop on the release of findings of a crime report conducted by Senior Research Officer, criminologist Kim Ramsey.
In the last few months, we've had occasion to look very seriously at some numbers. And those numbers, though, are not the amount of crime. The number that we've been looking at has been the number of individuals under the age of 21 that have been charged with murder. They're 9 under the age of 21. 3 of them are under the age of 18. It is very difficult for us to conceptualize people, young men, under the age of 18, committing the most grievous of crimes, that is to take the life of another human being.
Attorney General Dale Marshall, meantime, also speaking during the workshop, Acting Commissioner of Police Erwin Boyce raised awareness about the changing nature of crime in Barbados. He highlighted how shifts in technology are introducing new threats and more intense forms of violence.
Crime has changed over time. What used to be offenses many years ago are either consolidated into particular offenses or they are emerging on new crime threats. And we don't have to go far to recognize that there's cybercrime threats, and out of that you will see developing malicious communications where the offense is more or less in creating harassment or annoyance at the expense of an individual using the media. So we are seeing a different range of offenses. And while we are seeing a different range of offenses, we are also seeing a different type of violence in our society. And the violence in our society is predicated upon a simple word, disrespect.
Acting Commissioner of Police Erwin Boyce. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley makes another push for world leaders to ensure vulnerable countries get access to financing to address the global climate crisis. Delivering her remarks at the opening of the climate change conference in Azerbaijan, Ms. Motley highlighted the proper capitalization of the loss and damage fund and for countries to access cheaper and long-term capital as areas among 7 critical elements needed to reverse the crisis. She stressed there is a dire need for financing for both the Loss and Damage Fund as well as the Global Environment Facility Special Climate Change Fund.
The latter remains unfunded and the first underfunded. The reality is that the Loss and Damage Fund has only attracted $700 million, and this is despite the numerous crises besetting small island developing states and indeed in our own region, Hurricane Beryl, which has caused serious damage to countries from housing to public infrastructure and indeed from agriculture to fisheries in my own country.
She urged larger countries to commit to their promise to support the deal.
Rich countries must deliver on their commitments. We must ensure time and again that the commitments made, whether for 0.7% of GNI or indeed the $100 billion or recently the $30 billion with respect to biodiversity, that these are met. We must have transparency and accountability on the part of everyone.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. The Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association is anticipating a solid performance for this winter season as arrivals are set to surpass last year's figure. Chief Executive Officer Ryan Ford told journalists at the association's quarterly press conference that arrivals are expected to go over 75% this year.
Winter is trending to be a strong performance with the business on the books, currently at a high average of 68% and trending upwards, with 6 weeks still left to go before the official start of the winter season. This number shall increase over the coming weeks, and we forecast it to surpass the 2023 figure of average 75% from December to March, and either reach or surpass the 2019-2020 winter numbers of 70%. This number was a slight decrease due to COVID-19 impact in the island on the tail end of the winter season in March. The verdict is out, and we'll be able to review closer to the end of Q1 2025.
Meantime, BHTA Chairman Javon Griffith has noted an increase in the number of cruise calls to the island.
Cruise tourism continues to grow, particularly now that the home porting for 2024-25 has resumed. As you would recall, we had no cruise ship arrivals during summer 2023. However, this year, we've had regular visits from the Rhapsody of the Seas every Friday. According to the Barbados Statistical Service, we have so far welcomed 501,727 cruise arrivals for January to September 2024, and that is compared to 434,565 arrivals for the same period in 2023. This is an increase of 13%. In terms of cruise calls, there were 245 cruise calls from January to September 2023, and we have had 286 from January to September 2024, and this is an increase of 14%.
Chairman of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, Javon Griffith. The Democratic Labour Party paid tribute to VOB Down to Brass Tacks moderator Walter Blackman, who passed away in Atlanta, USA, yesterday. In a statement, the party's president, Andre Worrell, remembered Walter as a man who stirred many thought-provoking conversations as he delved into the management of the national insurance scheme or questioned the actual debt burden on the country. He noted how Walter dissected issues with a sharp, surgical, and analytical eye, and his ability to break down chunks of the information into manageable pieces so that his audience could grasp and understand. Mr. Worrell added that Walter was once invited by the leader of the opposition to sit in as a member of the team that met with the IMF officials earlier this year. He stressed that his contributions were incisive and brilliant. The statement ended saying, "The country has lost a loyal son." The National Union of Public Workers urges workers in the public service to be in constant dialogue with the union as government continues to reform state-owned enterprises. The appeal came from General Secretary Richard Green, who wants workers to be clear on the options available to them.
We're also calling on our members to engage more with the NUPW throughout this. It is through this engagement that we can provide the accurate information and guidance. The union will continue to closely monitor all the progress of the reforms. Just again, white union engagement is very critical in that outside workers might just hear the term termination, but will not be fully aware of their rights and entitlements. It is through this process of representation of the union that discussions can be had on the different options. You can look at reassignment, early retirement options, and other terminal benefits, including separation packages. But this is done through the representation of the union. And after we have full consultation and it's able to put positions on behalf of the workers.
General Secretary of the National Union of Public Workers, Richard Green. And finally, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has announced that billionaire Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, a former presidential candidate and ally of the president-elect, will lead a new Department of Government Efficiency. Trump said in a statement that both Musk and Ramaswamy will pave the way for his administration to dismantle government bureaucracy, slash excess regulations, cut wasteful expenditure, and restructure federal agencies. The Department of Government Efficiency is not a new government agency. Trump said it will provide advice and guidance from outside of government and partner with the White House and Office of Management and Budget to drive structural government reform. Recapping the headlines. The Attorney General concerned over the rise of violent crimes among young people. Prime Minister Motley renews calls for support for climate finance deal. The BHTA sees strong performance for this year's winter season, and billionaire Elon Musk and a former presidential candidate given key roles in the new Trump administration. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.